Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel. Shchato, if a person shechts the Karban Pesach, shlo la'ochlav, not for people that are able to eat the Karban Pesach, for example, a chola or a zakein, an ill person or an elderly person, or vishalo l'menuyav, the rule is you're supposed to appoint a group, and then shecht the Karban Pesach for your group. And you went ahead and shechted it, you know, for some other group. Or la'arelim, you shechted it for people that are an aral, that are not, don't have a bris milah. You should have been shechting it for people that have a bris milah, right? Or la'tameim, you shechted it for a person that is tameh, not for a person that is tar. So in all these cases, pasul, the carbon is pasul. Because you have to shechted it for people that could eat it, people that are in your group, right? You're supposed to appoint a group when you eat the carbon Pesach, people that have a bris and people that are tar. And you had one of these four, you know, intentions, you know, in mind that are the wrong intentions. People that can't eat it, people that are not part of your group, people that are in Arul, that are not circumcised, people that are tummy, people that are defiled, that are not tar. So in any of these cases, you get the wrong intention in mind, the carbon's possible. But what about la'ochlav vishlo la'ochlav? Or l'mnuyav vishlo l'mnuyav? Or l'maylam v'l'ra'elim? L'tzmeim l'tahorim? In all these cases, it'd be kosher. So if you had a mind to do it for people that could eat it, regular healthy people, and people that also can't eat it. You also had the ill people or the elderly people in mind. Or you had in mind to do it for your group that you appointed for this Karban Pesach, and then another group that was not appointed. Or you had in mind to do it for people that have a bris milah and people that don't have a bris milah. Or you had in mind to do it for people that are tameh and people that are tar. So when you combine, you know, the right intentions with the wrong intentions, so in this case, it's going to be kosher. And even though we said, the Gemara explains that earlier we said that we said there are four processes to the shechita, right? If one of the processes, let's just say the shechita part, when you're shechting it, you had in part of the shechita, you had in mind to do it for the shame of the carbon, and then the rest of the shechita you had in mind not for the carbon. So we said earlier that it's possible. So why over here when I have two intentions in mind, let's just say for my group and another group, is it kosher? So there's a differentiation. They explain over here that there the psul was in the guf, in the actual, you know, body of the karban, meaning your intentions have an effect on the body of the karban. But here your intentions are really on an outside factor. It's like on another group. So since it's on an outside factor, it doesn't affect the karban. So that's like a lumdisha, you know, zach. But the general idea is that this is going to be a different kind of combo. And in these combos, when you have, you know, the right intentions with the wrong intentions, your carbon is still kosher. Okay, what about shchato v'shechtu the carbon Pesach kodem chatzos, before chatzos? So it's possible, it's no good. You shechtu it too early. B'shem shenemar ben arbay, and the pasuk says in the evening you got to do it. And the evening begins from 6 hours and onward, meaning after chatzos. If you did it before, it's possible. What about shchato kodem l'tamid? We had learned that you shecht the carbon Pesach after the carbon tamid. What happens if you went in and did it before the carbon tamid? So then it's kosher. It's still kosher b'diyevet, post facto. It's kosher. Well, v'vachi echad b'maris b'damo. As long as someone's still stirring the blood in from the carbon Pesach after you accepted in this kli, right after you shecht it, the blood drips out from the neck and you accept it in a kli. As long as you're still stirring it so it doesn't congeal. Anshi zarek dam atamid, because you have to spritz now the blood of the carbon tamid on the mizbeach, and then afterwards you spritz the blood of the carbon pesach on the mizbeach. So as long as you're still stirring the blood and you can spritz it after the spritz of the tamid's blood, so then it's fine. And even then, if imnizak, let's say you spritz the blood of the carbon pesach on the mizbeach before you spritz the blood of the carbon tamid, so then also be kosher, but yevid post facto, it would be kosher. Okay, so those are the rules for Mishnah Gimel. Moving right along to Mishnah Dalet. Hashocher es haPesach al haChametz. If a person shechts his Karban Pesach, while still has chametz around, an erev Pesach. Over below Sasei, he transgresses a lav. The pasuk says, Lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Don't shecht your kabanos while you still have chametz around. And if you went ahead and did that, so you're over a lav and you're chayav malchus, the carbon is still kosher, okay? But you're over in this lav and you chayav malchus. And the Gemara says it doesn't have to be just a shechita. It could be any of the process. For example, the mekabel hasadam, accepting the blood, the zrika, the spritching, the makdes, the move of the burning of its fats. Any of the process, if you're doing it while you have chametz around, you're over on this lav. They ask the opinion of the Tana Kama. And just to keep in mind, the Korban Pesach, though, still would be kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af HaTamid, even if you shechted the Korban Tamid in the evening on Erev Pesach, when you still have chametz around, okay, so then you're also going to be over, you're going to transgress this Los Haseh. So Rabbi Yehuda stretches it out even to the Korban Tamid that's brought Erev Pesach, if you have chametz around, then you'd be over on this Lav. And a third opinion, Rabbi Shimon says, HaPesach Barba Asar L'Shmo, if you shechted the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, L'Shmo, meaning for the right intentions, and you have chametz in your hand, then of course you're chayev. You're chayev because you shechted the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach while you still have chametz in your house. And then of course we say that the Korban is still kosher though. V'shelo L'Shmo, but if you shechted the Korban Pesach not for the name of Pesach, when you still have chametz around, so you'd actually be putter from this lav, because the carbon is totally puzzle. It's not considered a carbon. It's not even considered a shechita. You had the wrong intentions in mind, and it's like you did nothing. And then, of course, you still have to bring a carbon, because the carbon is no good. Ushar kalzvachim, and all other carbonos, says Reb Shimon, if you shechted other carbonos on Erev Pesach while you still have chametz around, bein lishman, whether you shechted them for their name's sake, you know, you did it for the owner, for whatever reason why you had to bring it, or you did it not for its namesake. So he says in other karbanos they're still kosher, because there's the rule that kol hazvachim, all karbanos that are shechted, even not for their namesake, is kosher. With the exception is, but the problem is that it doesn't go towards the owner. Meaning the karban's a good karban, but if the owner had to bring a karban for whatever specific reason, he promised he'd bring a karban for this reason, he promised he'd bring a karban for that reason, he still has to bring another carbon to fulfill whatever promise he made, right? Because granted the carbon is kosher, but it doesn't fulfill whatever promise he wanted to give it for. He still has to bring another carbon for that. And what he's saying over here, though, is that regarding carbon, Pesach-wise, so any other carbon, whether it's for its namesake or not for its namesake, then you're putter, you're exempt from this lav of shechting, you know, a carbon or Pesach when you have chametz around. Because you don't want to be chayiv if you shechted the actual carbon Pesach, not other carbonos when there's chametz around. And what about be'ubim moed? Till now we're discussing Erev Pesach in the right appropriate time. What happens if you're shechting this carbon Pesach while there's chametz around on the actual yomtiv, the chag Pesach atzmo, on the actual yomtiv? So then, if it was l'shmo, you did it for the right purpose, for the namesake of the carbon Pesach. So then, you are going to be patur, you're exempt from the lav of shechting a carbon while you still have chametz in your house, because since the time for the carbon Pesach had passed, so then the carbon is pasul and it's no good. You didn't do anything. It's way too late. So you wouldn't be transgressing this lav because the carbon itself is no good. But if you did it shelo l'shmo, what if you shechted the carbon Pesach on Yom Tov itself, while you still have chametz around, so you didn't have in mind to do it for a carbon Pesach, you had in mind to do it for some other kind of carbon. You had in mind to say do it for a carbon shlomim, for example. So then you're actually chayiv, you're going to transgress this lav, because at the end of the day, the carbon would be kosher, because a carbon Pesach, which is not brought, shlomim is mano, it's not brought in its right time, it's like a carbon shlomim, and it has all the dinim of a shlomim, then you're actually going to be chayiv. So it makes a very big difference if you're shechting it on Erev Pesach or on the actual Yom Tif with what your intentions are. Because when it's on the actual Yom Tif, right, if it was done for its namesake, you're putter, and if you do it not for its namesake, you do it, let's say, for Karban Shlomin, then you're actually Chayev. So it's interesting how the halachas change when you're shechting it on Yom Tif or when you're shechting it on Erev Pesach. And when you did it on Yom Tif, so the reason why you're Chayev when it's Shelo L'Shmo, because since it's carbon, let's say you did it for the intentions of a shlomim instead, so we look at it as a kosher shlomim, and then you're chayim. Usha'ar kalazvachim, and all other kind of karbanos that are brought on the yamtif, again, we're differentiating from Erev yamtif to the actual yamtif, all other karbanos that are brought on the actual yamtif, bein lishman, bein shlo lishman, whether you, shechted it for its namesake or not for its namesake, if there's chametz around, then you'd be chai if you transgress this lav, because we look at it as like a regular, you know, like all the karbanos, and you're chayiv. Because the rule is with other karbanos, even if you had the wrong intentions in mind, it's still a good karban with other karbanos, and then you'd be chayiv, according to Reb Shimon. chutz with the exception min achatas from a carbon chatas sheshachta shelo lishma, except for a chatas that was shechted not for its namesake. Shekin chatas shenishchta shelo lishma, a carbon chatas that's shechted not for its namesake, it actually is pasul. They bring down the Mishnah in Zvachim, okay, Ayin Sham, and therefore if you shechted on the actual yomtiv, why have chametz around a chatas? And you did it not for its namesake, then you'd be patur, because the actual carbon is pasul, it's not considered a carbon, and that concludes Mishnah Daled.